Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. And today I want to talk to you in Romans chapter 8 and also 2 Corinthians 5 about how now all things are of God. And so let's just jump into that. Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 26, Romans 8, 26, and we'll just start and looking at this. Father, help us in Jesus' name. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts. We're ready to receive in Jesus' name. Amen. So Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. Underline that phrase, whatever, mind of the Spirit. That's a cool thing. The mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints, meaning the children of God, according to the will of God. That's a huge phrase, according to the will of God. And we know that all things, go ahead and say all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Now, I know I talked about this last week, but this is just something that's been on my heart. And I think it's important to talk about this, to understand some of these different aspects, that it's the Holy Spirit who is also the author of the Bible. The Holy Spirit is the author. Men wrote it down, but the Holy Spirit wrote it. And so the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. He's our guide, our teacher, our comforter, and he helps us to walk in all these aspects of knowing Christ, knowing the Father, knowing the Son, knowing the Word of God, knowing the will of God. And so I love to encourage people that anytime you're reading the Bible, you pray and ask the Holy Spirit, who is the author of the Bible, to speak to your heart, to teach you and to show you things. And so he'll make things jump off the page to you. And it's just a real powerful truth to walk by. And so this mind of the Spirit helps to bring intercession according to the will of God. And so we always need to pray the word of God. We always need to pray the will of God. God's word is God's will. God's will is God's word. We don't pray. Praying is not a wish list. We're not praying to a genie. We're not praying, you know, begging God to do whatever. We're praying according to his will. We come in agreement with his will and we say what he says. And so if we're lacking and we don't know God's will, well, we turn to the word of God, we turn to the Spirit of God, and God uses both of those, his word and his Spirit, to teach us his will, knowing God's will, so that you can align your life with God's will in every area of your life, your money, your marriage, your vocation, everything. You just line yourself and all that you're responsible, you know, for and responsible to do is lined up with the will of God. So the Holy Spirit helps us to pray when we lean into him, and it's always according to the will of God. And then verse 28, so we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So here, and I know I'm like a broken record on this, but you've got to get this because so many people miss this. God is not saying all things are good. And he's not saying he's responsible for all things. He's not saying he's the one that makes all things happen, because he's not responsible for all things. The devil is responsible for things. We live in a fallen world. That just things happen because we live in a fallen world. We have an enemy who is at work to steal, kill, and destroy. We have ourselves. We can do sinful things or dumb things that end up having consequences to them. And then other people can do sinful things. And so the pain and the hurt and the tribulation and the trouble and the attacks and the persecution, all that stuff is not, God's not saying I'm responsible for all that, because he's not. God is good. The enemy is bad and this world is broken. And people are broken. And so we need to stop blaming God for what the devil does. Stop blaming God for the symptoms of this fallen world. Stop blaming God for the sinful things we do, and stop blaming God for the sinful things that other people do. And so God is not in control of all this stuff. He's at work. And he's in charge. He's in the lead. He's like, he is Lord, and he is in the lead, and he is at work, working all things out for good. But this verse also is not saying God works things out for good for everybody. He's not some universal genie just working things out for good for everybody. Paul makes it really specific. By the Holy Spirit, he works things out for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So loving him is loving him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And it's not just an affection, it's an attention, and it's an obedience. It's Jesus said, if you love me, you know, you'll keep my commandments. So it's obedience motivated by love. That's worship motivated by love. And the highest form of worship is obedience. And so we're coming into agreement with him, saying yes to what he says yes to, saying no to what he says no to, and aligning our life in a love motivation to him and according to his purpose. So it's not just motivated by love. It's motivated by love, which speaks to the devotion. We're devoted to God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. But we're also, the direction of our life is according to his purpose. God doesn't want you to come up with a purpose. You don't need to find a purpose like some people find a hobby or something. It's God has a purpose for you and for your family and for your life. He has this purpose, and he wants you to walk in that purpose. So devotion speaks to the love, the motivating factor of love. And it's not just love like how we love, you know, Chick-fil-A, or how we love our dogs, or how we love, you know, a man kind of love. It is talking about agape, a love that is a devoted kind of love that is action oriented. It is decision based. It is not about feelings and emotions. Those are affected by it, and those play a role, but it is first about decision, and a decision that changes the direction to align your life up with God's purpose. And so what he's saying here is that these bad things will end up working together, collaborating and coming in sync under the leadership of God when we walk in a love relationship with him, meaning obedience motivated by love and in the direction of his purpose. That's the qualifying factors here, is when we yield ourselves to him, to love him and let him lead our life. That word purpose talks about you know, a place, a plan, and a pathway set before you, that God has set a place, a plan, and the pathway, the process to get you there. That's what this purpose is. It's God-given purpose. And if you look over in 2 Corinthians 5, I want you to see how it ties in this theme of all things. And so, and that's what I want to land on here in just a second. But 2 Corinthians 5, I know you know this, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Not some things, all things. That means old things, now things, and new things, future things. So once you give your life to Christ, all things have become new. And that's why you hear me say all the time at church is you, once you are born again and you become a disciple of Christ, you have to no longer see yourself the same way you did before you were saved. You are a new creation in Christ. You have a new identity. You have a new authority. Now, your feelings may be the same. You may have old feelings, but you have a new identity. And so what you want to do is start loving God out of your new identity, walking in his purpose out of your new identity, walking in the mind of Christ in your new identity. And what will happen is he'll take the bad things, the sad things, the good things, the great things, the mediocre things. He'll take all things and work them together for good, for what he declares is good, not what you and I say is good, but what he says is good according to his purpose. So behold, all things have become new. And then look at verse 18. Now all things are of God. I love that. All things are of God who has reconciled. Notice his past tense. He has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So here's something you have to believe if you want to walk in a healthy, fruitful relationship with Christ, that you have been made new. And because you have been made new by grace through faith in Christ, the finished work of Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, that means all things are now new. They're new. That means your past things, your present things, and future things. All things are new. It's not what they were. It's not what it used to be. It's new. So that means that now, right now in Christ, all things are of God. And so what that means is God, if you will walk in a love relationship with him, yield yourself to his purpose, like Romans 12:2 says, you know, renew your mind to the mind of Christ and the will of God, then what will happen is he'll begin to work all these old things and whatever things, natural things, supernatural things, sinful things, whatever things, he'll work them out for good, because now you have a new starting point. You have a new starting point. You're no longer who you were. You are more than what you were. God made you a new creation. And so being a new creation, all things have become new. So he will, from the newness of God and your new relationship with him, he will help you even reevaluate and reinterpret things that happened in your past, because it doesn't mean what it used to mean. You don't have to be held as a prisoner to your past. You don't have to walk in fear of the future. You don't have to be paralyzed by fear or anxiety right now. All things have been made new. And that means you have new potential. You have new possibilities. You have new power. You have new authority. You have new identity. You have a new destiny. Everything has become new. So stop looking at your life. There's my Rocky timer. Stop looking at your life from the same old perspective. Stop looking at it from that. You have new resources. God is with you. God is in you. God will work through you. And now all things are of God. Meaning God, if you walk in a love relationship with him and yield to his purpose, all things are of God, and he will work even the stuff that you're ashamed of. He will work it out for good, if you will yield to him and let him lead your life. So Father, I just thank you in Jesus' name for those who are watching. I just speak your peace and your joy, and teach us, God, how to believe and trust that you have made us new, and that right now, in the middle of the negative emotion, in the middle of the battle, in the middle of the struggle, that we have been made new, and that all things are from you, and that we can trust you, and we can walk in love relationship with you. We can walk in your purpose for our life, and that you, by your Spirit and through your word, will begin to help us walk in just your goodness and all that you have for us, that we will take authority over and be good stewards over all that you've given to us, that we would submit to you, fight the enemy, and walk in obedience as a healthy, strong disciple of Christ. So I speak your peace, I speak your joy over every single person, and know that that you have begun a good work, and you will be faithful to complete it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys. See you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.